down, but don't drop it. It's said together. Who dropped their phone? Somebody. Hey, look, y'all. Come here. Bring that Bible with you. Now, look. Diane receives the offering. She's anointed to do it, and she does. She's the best. And that comes not just from me, but from folks from out of town to say that to. Hold this up now. Let everybody see it. Louis Vuitton. This takes up offering. She is preaching prosperity by just holding up her Bible thing.
You can't hide money.
You can't hide money. You can't hide blessings. Yeah, she don't need to get up there with a little old tin cup. We're going Louis Vuitton. Isn't that right? We're downtown, I'm telling you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, this is my Bible. I am. What says I am? I refuse to be anything less in Jesus' name. Who can say something that what the Bible says they are?
Healed.
More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Prosperous.
The head, not the tail.
Head, not the tail. Deliverance.
Child of God.
Whole. Yeah. Sheep. Yeah. Huh? Prayer warriors. Amen. He is the one that we pray to. He answers our prayers. He's God Almighty. We couldn't describe him if we stayed here for 3 weeks. I wish I could, though. We just don't have enough vocabulary. But when we do see him, we can only imagine what we're going to do. Amen? Hallelujah. That song is so inspired. That song and I Will Rise Again are two of the ones that probably were written about that quick by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So anyway. Okay. I want to just recap just real quickly two or three scriptures and statements here that Jay made last Sunday morning. And I truly believe the Holy Spirit began to lead us and open us up some doors to investigate what all he wants us to know. But it says here, Mark 11:22. Can we put that up there? 23. Mark 11:23. You know it very well. But how many of you know that there are mountains that get in your way? Mountains can be problems. We can't see over them. We can't see around them. We see there's no way out. So we take our little shovel and we start digging our way through. Well, we don't have to do that. Amen? We don't have the TV on. What's going on? I've just been bragging on you guys. There we go. Here he comes to save the day. That's Mighty Mouse up there. Mark 11:23. Jesus is speaking, says, "For verily I say unto you," everybody say that means me. God's talking to me. Let's say that out loud. God's talking to me. "That whosoever," I'm a whosoever, "shall say to this mountain," you don't have to get a bulldozer, just start speaking to your problems. This, you have a spiritual enemy. His name's the devil. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities. "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart that He's what he said with his mouth, he shall have whatsoever he said, it shall come to pass, he shall have it." Glory be to God. Whatsoever we say, if we believe it, it's going to come to pass. So speak to your mountains, amen? How many times have we heard that in Faith Outreach in 43 years? Probably about 43,000 times. But faith comes by hearing, continual hearing, amen, by the word of God. So it says here, Jay was saying last week, don't focus on your mountain or your problem. Got it? You know, I know that, but sometimes I don't always do that. Amen? We aren't called to climb or to tunnel through it. God gives us miracles so we can get to the other side. Talking about miracles, we're talking about a destiny. It's on the other side. Jesus told the guys, his disciples, get in the boat. We're going to the other side. Well, they did. And guess what happened on the way to the other side? A storm came up. Well, I must not be too spiritual. I'm having all these storms. Look, Jesus is pretty spiritual. And there was a storm in his life with that boat, right? He paid it no attention, but there was one that came. So they woke him up and said, don't you care that we're about to die? And he got up, stood up, and said, peace be still. Boom, perfect calm. Then he said, oh, you have little faith. So in other words, what he's saying was, you could have done just what I did. Because, are you a whosoever?
Yeah.
I'm a whosoever believer. So are y'all. So we can believe in our heart what we say with our mouth, and we'll have whatsoever we saith. Amen. How many know that we've experienced that probably just in the natural? We've said something so many times, I remember, you know, when you, maybe you weren't like me, but, you know, some days you didn't want to go to school. My stomach hurts. I tell Doris that enough, she'd say, well, I guess it does hurt. So I didn't go. Before the day's over, I got a stomach ache. Biggest, craziest, beatenest thing I've seen. So anyway, I'm pretty quick, so I didn't do that anymore much. But anyway, much. So we see then that God gives us miracles to get where he wants us to go. Those disciples in that boat, can you imagine sailing along in that boat? Jesus is asleep. Everything's wonderful. This boat ride, man, this is the coolest. I can just hear Peter, James, and John say, man, this is so cool. Jesus is asleep. We're in the boat. We're going to the other side. Yeah, everything's just great. The boat ride is not the fun part. Things may be going well, but your destiny is over yonder. What's your purpose? What's my purpose? I need to get there. The assignment was not to get in the boat and take a midnight ride in the boat. The assignment was to get to the other side, because on the other side are miracles. There's a guy in the tomb over there that needs to be delivered. Amen? So let's take our focus off of our mountains, off of our limitations, and get them on the Word of God. This is just a little adjustment. Just refreshed me the other day when Jay began to share this. And I love to talk about destiny, because, you know, our destination, what did we learn about the 23rd Psalm? Remember about 3-4 Sundays ago, we began to teach on, and God just began to show some things. You know, he's our shepherd. We make him our shepherd, and he meets every need we have. We put our trust in him to meet every need that I have. I shall not want. And then it begins to show places he's going to take us. Green grass, still waters, paths of righteousness, a valley called death. Anything else he's going to lead us by? I think it says something there about he's going to prepare you a table in the presence of your enemies. He's going to anoint your head with oil. You are anointed. Glory to God. And then not only that, he said, surely goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life. And if he'd have stopped right there, Cindy, that would have been terrific, would it not?
Absolutely.
To know, and Jesus is not telling stories. He said this. Goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life if you'll let me be your shepherd. Good things are following you. Mercy, that's a good thing. We all need mercy. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. But here's where he's taking us. This is his destiny for all of us. And on the way, we're going to have adventures. We're going to have miracles. We're going to have all sorts of things. But his destiny for all of us is heaven. Home. The prodigal son came home. And the father was looking for him and restored him in every way. I don't know about y'all, but that's just pretty cool. Hallelujah. So we have miracles along the way to fulfill our destiny and move mountains. And let's go to Luke 10:19. And Jesus is again speaking to us. Isn't it pretty nice that we're sitting here tonight reading our Bibles, and as we do that, Jesus is speaking to us? I mean, we take things for granted, you know. Well, I'm going to read my Bible. No, God's going to talk to you. Now, if Donald Trump was on TV, some of y'all won't turn it on and watch, see what he's going to say. Or whoever. But God's talking to us every time we open the Bible. Every time we pray. Every time we get still. He speaks to us. Amen. Behold, Jesus said, I give unto you, now he's talking to us, power. And that's the same word for dunamis, miracle working power. Let's say miracle working power. Miracle working power is within you by the Holy Spirit. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Y'all think that's a good thing? Yes, it's a good thing. I don't want them treading on me or crawling over me. We walk on them. That represents powers of the earth and evil. But we have the power to tread. That means on serpents and scorpions and over most of the power of the enemy.
All.
I like that word too, don't you? Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. Shake off those heavy bands of fear in the morning when you get up and live by faith. That baby's going to be fine in the name of Jesus. She is fine. Glory be to God. No weapon formed against her is going to prosper. Amen? I'm speaking to my mountains tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Be gone. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at Jesus. Amen? He's a miracle worker. Wherever you go, there miracles are likely to happen. Because God wants you to get to the other side. A miracle just gets you there sometimes. You need a miracle for transportation. You need a miracle for this. Whatever the need, God will meet it. Behold, I give. Everybody say, give. You don't have to earn it. It's a gift. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's why somebody a while ago said, maybe it was Jay, I think, said, we're more than conquerors. Well, that's power over the enemy. Power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Who's walking behind you? Goodness and mercy. Yep. And you have power to set on whatever the enemy has to throw at you. Greater is he in you than he that's in this world. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. This is, we know this, but sometimes we're going to get to this in just a second. Yeah, we will. Hey, look, I forgot to set my watch. No, I didn't. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Can we believe that tonight? Yeah. We've experienced it. We may have missed it here or there. But God's mercy is following you. Amen. Okay. Now, the power is released and given to us and is demonstrated today in your life and in my life. Miracles are given that we may see miracles happen, people set free. Things get accomplished for God's. He has an assignment on our lives, y'all. And we walk in those. Miracles make these things come to pass, manifest them saying things. We also read, and we know by faith, we have to believe what we say. And when we believe what we say and we speak it, it's coming to pass. You keep speaking, keep believing. Amen? Amen. If you started, you know, if you were raised in a home that told you from the time you were old enough to understand that you're just no good. You're too little. You're too whatever. You're a loser. There's some parents that talk to their kids like that. Well, guess how you're going to grow up? Being a loser. Don't ever do that to your kids. Speak great things over them. Speak great things over them. Don't limit God to move in their life. Speak that about your job. Speak that about your business. Speak that about your future. Well, I'm retired now. I'm on a fixed income. Well, you've been on one the whole time, unless you get a raise or demoted. But God's going to supply. He is our provider. Are we listening? He is our provider, and he meets every need I have according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Walk with the shepherd, and the shepherd will make sure you're taken care of. Amen? Your big brother, the Lord Jesus, is going to take care of you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Look at your neighbor and say, nothing's going to hurt you in Jesus' name. Do you, I mean, you know what that did to the devil? It put a cold chill up his back. Because there's a group in Oklahoma down tonight saying, nothing's going to hurt them in Jesus' name. Don't forget that part. We got to use that. Because of who what Jesus did, he defeated the power of the enemy. That's why we have power, is because he defeated and he took all the power away from the devil. We didn't earn any of this. We don't have the right to this except what Jesus said. Take my name, go to the world, and cast the devil out. Amen. It's going to take some miracles to cast the devil out of this world. I know some of y'all thought about something, a certain person when I said that. His first name's Joe. But anyway, here we go. Stop waiting on God. Use your faith. How to make your tomorrow better than your today. Now that's destiny talking. I will be. I will become. Whatever. And you know, we're living proof that we've accomplished because we desire to get to where we are. But don't get satisfied. There's more to do. God's still God. You're still his child. Amen? He's a miracle worker. How to make your tomorrow better than your today? This is the answer, by faith. Well, I wish it was another way to do it. I'm tired of doing this faith stuff. Well, I'm sorry. You can't work in the kingdom of God without using faith. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Right. We don't live in the world's kingdom. No. We live in God's kingdom. We're his children. And there are two laws in that kingdom. The royal law of love. Everybody say amen. And the law of faith. Love is the supreme law. Faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. How many got the money in your pocket?
In my pocket.
I got zero. Shoot, let's take up offering. If you want something, you got to have money to pay for it. Or a credit card. But eventually it's going to come out of your bank account. Yeah. It's money. That's our currency. It's the United States dollar bill. It's change of the United States, of our country. That's how we do business. Well, in the kingdom of God, you do business with your faith. There's nothing faith can't afford. If you got enough faith, you can afford anything. Amen. All things are possible to those that believe. It'll take a lifetime for us to walk all this out. But like John Osteen said, I just got up and went to work every day with the Lord. And I walk right into my dream. And that's exactly what you're going to do if we'll do it. You're probably doing it now. Amen. Okay. By faith, live in the now. Let's say it together. Let's go,
to the other side.
Okay. All right. And Jay goes on to say, we're fully equipped to do what God's asked us to do. Amen. We have all that we need to get that job done. Amen. Okay, now let's go. Could we turn to James chapter 2 quickly, please? James chapter 2, and we'll read verses 17 and 18. Faith without works is dead. Isn't it true? I learned a lot on this right here. But what happened last Sunday? What was shared? What was done? And marked me. Set me free. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. You can't just say it, not do anything with it. Let's read 18, bring some more clarity. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. That can twist your mind up if you don't think about it. But what we're saying is this, or what God's saying, you can say your faith, But you got to put action to it. Okay? You want an example? I got one for you. And you don't have to go to these scriptures, Karen. They're just going to be short and brief, and everybody knows them. But in Genesis 12, God told Abram to go. Well, let's just read that, if you don't mind. Let's go to Genesis 12. I sound like Tracy Harris. Genesis 12, verse 1. This is where we'll start. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. Now that's going to shock a lot of folks right there. We don't want to move. We're comfortable. And from thy kindred, even more. And from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. Verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. It goes on, but we'll stop there. What did Abram do? Well, I just can't believe that, God. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. The wife don't want to do that. I ain't going. Well, if he hadn't, God would just have to find somebody else. But Abram did it. Ever say Abram did it? There's obedience that comes into play. We said it this morning. If God tells you to do something, you need to obey. There's the Ten Commandments, Old Testament. We read some of that today, and we know that's there. But that's Old Testament. I don't have to do that. Oh, yeah, well. But the thing is this. They're not written on a tablet of stone anymore. They're written in your heart. We're circumcised in our heart, in our spirit. So whatever the Holy Spirit shares with you, if he says you to do that, you need to do that. Amen? That's obeying the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So as we obey the Holy Spirit, see, it could be a miracle that God's telling you to go do something, pray for somebody, something. But if we don't obey, that miracle is going to be missed. And God may not ask you again. So obedience comes into play with all that we live and how we live. Okay? So Abram obeyed. And we're all thankful. We're all thankful. Glory to God. So God told Noah to build an ark. He built it for 120 years and preached every day. And nobody got on. They didn't believe him. But how many ever saw The Great Race, that movie, Great Race? It was hilarious. But anyway, he was out there in the sea, and his iceberg, and it started to sink. And one of them said, I can't swim. He said, well, I can make it till it gets to my bottom lip. Well, when they got to these folks' bottom lip, let me tell you, they wanted to get on that boat. But they couldn't. God had shut the door. God told Noah to build an ark, and he did. And thank God he did, because if he had not, we wouldn't be here tonight. Jesus told the lame man. This is New Testament. Amen. Jesus told the lame man. They ripped a hole in the roof. Lowered the lame guy down. Had palsy. Lowered him down in the presence of Jesus. And Jesus said, great faith. What if they hadn't done that? They were told, we don't have any room. We're at capacity. The fire department says, nobody else can come in. They just climbed up on the roof. Tore a hole in it. All you need, well, in life, you need four crazy friends. And that's what this guy had. If you got four crazy friends, you might get some good things done. Amen. They'll take care of you. Well, they lowered him down. And they lowered him down. And guess what happened?
He got healed.
Then they rolled and pulled him back up to the roof and carried him back home. What happened? He didn't have to go back through the roof. Jesus said to do this. Everybody said, listen to this. Jesus said to do this. And Miss Agnes was praying for people the other day. She said, do something you can't do. We need to be doing that. And I need to be doing better now. Because, you're just trying to make them. No. is put in action with your faith. Because if you don't, you'll lay there and you'll not get any better. He didn't know he could walk till he tried to get up. Jesus said, arise, take up your bed and walk. Go home, he said. Wow, isn't that good news? Woo! So when you get prayer, or you pray, believe you receive, and then do something you couldn't do before. Get up and get going. Amen? That was one man. All right? Jesus told the man at the pool of Bethesda who'd been there for 38 years, he said, will you be healed today? He said, I don't have anybody to help me. He didn't know who was talking to him, did he? But we do. So, what did Jesus do then? He said, arise, take up your bed, and walk. He obeyed. Everybody say, he put action to his faith. He put action to his faith. He didn't know who Jesus was, probably. Now, the other guy probably did, because they went there on purpose, you know. But Jesus shows up this day at the pool of Bethesda. He said, will you be healed today? I don't have anybody to help me. He said, to himself, I think, I'll help you. Take up your bed and walk. Now, when we act on our faith, God's not going to let you fall. Now, you may take baby steps. I'll close with this because we're about out of time. But anyway, the Reverend Danny Dabbs and I went to Little Rock, Arkansas one time to Brother Kenneth Copeland's meeting. And we're sitting there. It's in an auditorium there in Little Rock. And this lady comes up to the stage, and you have to walk up. It was several steps. She's got crutches and braces on her legs. And she's like this. But she gets up there. And then he's praying for some people, and here she is. And she comes up, and I would have sworn he knocked the fire out of her, but he never touched her. He cleared that up. He looked at her, and he said, in the name of... And he did that, and I thought he just crushed her head. Because we're sitting pretty far back. And... But he never touched her. He said, he told us later, he said, my hands never got that, no more, you know, that close to her. And she stood there, and then he moved on. Well, then the next thing I know, she's sitting on the floor. And the next thing I know, she's taking these braces off. Both legs, she took them off. And she threw her crutches over there. And she pulled herself up on the curtain and walked across that stage slowly, a little, like a little kid would do, getting her legs under her. Before she got through, she was running on that stage, went up and down the steps. But she acted on the Word of God. Let's just, say this for ourselves today. From this night forward, I'm going to act on the Word of God.
I'm going to act on the Word of God.
And I'm going to have it. Amen. If He's promised it, He meant a promise is meant to be given and received. Let's receive His promise tonight. He's wanting to give us all miracles so we can get to the other side. What if there was an assignment on that woman that had the crutches? And she'd been called to do some things for God. She couldn't do them because she was crippled. It took a miracle to get her through that mountain of her life. Then she got to her destiny. That's how it works. Amen. Praise God. Thank y'all for coming tonight. Let's all stand up, please. It's been a great day. God is very, very good. Amen. He suffers long. I'm glad. He's put up with me for 72 years. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your goodness. Yes. Lord, that they're ever with us as you are. Lord, we receive you as our shepherd tonight, who is Lord God Almighty. our Savior, our miracle worker, our God, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, your word is true and it's real. And we choose tonight, Lord God, to take your promises and your commandments and do them. We will put action to our faith, and we give you praise and thanksgiving for the miracles that will come in the future. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jay, I'm supposed to pray for you. And anyone else need prayer tonight? Joyce, come on over. And let's just sit right here. Hallelujah. Y'all get your faith out. We're going to act on our faith tonight. But it's pretty obvious it's your left knee. Is it your knee or your leg?
Her knee. My knee is swelled up.
Well, Jesus has promised you tonight that believers will lay hands on you and you shall recover. Do you believe that tonight?
I do.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the power of God that's flowing into her body, particularly her knee right now. Lord, the heat, the electricity, the power, the sensation of healing is manifested in your knee and your leg right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, restore her health. In the name of Jesus, we believe that she receives. She believes she receives. So, Lord, we say thank you. And now we will get up and we will walk. That knee's hot as it can be. Hallelujah. Let's go, girl. Let's just walk around. Let's just walk around. Walking on out. You're healed. You're healed. That knee's healed. That knee. You go, girl. Yeah. Hallelujah. There's a miracle going there. If you ever had a hurting knee, that's not a fun situation. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to pray for Jay's eyes. Hallelujah. Come here. Both of them. Anyone feel particularly led to help with this? Jeanette. Sheila. She's having cataract surgery tomorrow.
Okay. We pray for her over there.
Y'all pray for her over there?
She's good.
She's good. Hallelujah.
So Jay's prayed for two people's eyes, so that's pray for the prayer of faith.
Amen. Pray the prayer of faith one for another, and you may be healed.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the power of God flowing into Jay's eyes.
Yes.
The eyeballs themselves, the circulation in there, the redness has to go. Vision is perfect in the name of Jesus. Lord God, his eyeballs are healthy. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Father God, this redness and irritation will flee. And Lord, it'll be like his vision. He don't even know he's got eyes in his head. So Lord God, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for that. And we believe that he receives. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
Everybody say, he's got it.
I got it.
He's got it.
Got it.
He's got it.
Got it.
Amen. And that's what he says, and that's what he knows. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got anything, man?
I received that, too. As I've been putting eye drops in this one, it's flared up the last couple of weeks, a couple of times, and I'm healed too.
Amen. Anyone else having a situation with your eyes? Come here, Roy. Hallelujah. We're all healed already by the stripes of Jesus. We're just going to get a manifestation of his healing. Is it both of your eyes or just one?
Well, both of them, really.
Okay.
Can't see that good out of them. They're aggravating me all the time.
Aggravating you all the time. Okay. Ann, would you come here and lay your hand on Diane's eye? Uh-huh. You and Jay, and I'm going to pray for Roy. And God's going to do a miracle, two miracles at the same time. You think God can do it? Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind any irritation or weakness in Roy's eyes. We declare that they're healed. The eyeball itself is healed. The circulation is healed. Everything about it is healed. And Lord God, I thank you for clearing up his vision. I thank you, Lord God, that you're doing great. Jesus, you specialized in healing blind eyes. And Lord God, he's not blind, but Lord God, he needs your help. So we speak to this mountain. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. And we declare, my eyes are healed, they're whole, and they're well. I don't even know I got them in my head. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for it. We lay hands on him, and he shall recover. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Go, my big friend. Be healed. Yes, we're all healed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Did y'all pray for the election? Okay, don't forget to do that. Don't forget to go vote. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are dismissed. And we all said amen. Amen.